Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti here as well. The all-star rosters for Major League Baseball have been fully released last night, finding out who was going to fill out the roster. The rosters are pretty big. How many guys are on a roster? So I'm going to do this. There's nine starters and then the pitcher. I'll keep that separate. So nine elected starters, 12, 15, 18, 20. And then with pitchers, there is 32. I thought that was the number, and I was going to say it, but I decided to count and make a weird noise on air instead. Although the National League has 33 because Clayton Kershaw is getting the legend pick by Rob Manfred. So this is his 11th All-Star Game selection. He's only pitched in nine games this season, but he did reach his 3,000th strikeout last week. Maybe the last guy that ever does that. Rob Manfred has the opportunity to use a legend pick. It was put in the collective bargaining agreement. I have no problem with this. The All-Star Game is a game where we should see the players that we want to see. And it's a nice way to give a hat tip to someone who's had such a nice career. He has not used the legend pick since 2022 when Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols both received that
Words are hard.
I mean, you trip over one word, you move on. You trip over two, it's still fine. I think I got up to four words there that this did not, the syllables did not go in the right place. So an adjustment had to be made. Let me try that again. This is the first time since 2022 that Manfred has made the legend pick when Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols both received that designation. Thank you very much. Kershaw said he didn't even know it was a thing. Says it is weird. But he's going to go enjoy it. He says, I think it's mixed. I think there's some good and some bad. It's helpful to be able to get the reps. I'd say overall, I wouldn't say I'm happy, but I wouldn't say I'm disappointed. Just kind of right in the middle. So he's going to the All-Star game to get some reps. how about that? I'll never pass up the opportunity. It's a tremendous honor. Super thankful to go. Regardless how I snuck in, it's cool to be able to go. All right, that one's a little more politically correct, I would say. Do you like the Legends pick, Carlos Ortiz? I know you got a lot of opinions about this All-Star roster.
I don't like it. You know, I hate more things more about the All-Star break that I'm sure we'll get into. But I don't really like it. It's a middle of the pack kind of thing in terms of my list and things that I want to kill and things that I want to embrace. I won't get too bent out of shape of it, but I don't like it because for reasons I will list when we get to the other things that I actually more hate.
Well, let's get to that because Carlos and I were texting today.
Is this the part of the segment we still haven't figured out a name where you just read our texts?
I think so. I could go back to Friday when I said, where's that spread, dog? And you said, spread was eaten.
Yeah,
did so much work that I couldn't enjoy it. Yeah, you told me you're going to take a picture of the food you grilled, and I was kind of like planning my weekend around that.
I did not realize you would plan your weekend about that around that. I truly do feel bad. I am sorry. It was an impressive spread. I wish I would have at least taken a photo for my own records because I was very proud to grill that amount of food and that quality of the food in which I grilled. But I was just so tired. Once everything was done, I had to clean the griddle and put that in a car before I can fully enjoy my 4th of July weekend. So it was a lot of work, and I didn't get to really enjoy it as much, at least on that Friday. And I got completely obliterated the next 2 days. But yes, I owe you a spread picture.
Honestly, the rest of the texting throughout the weekend was just us. You know what it was kind of like? It was kind of like my wife, someone told her that there needs to be a point in your wedding that you two just go somewhere separate and just try to soak in the moment. And I remember doing that. I remember us going somewhere separate and just, you know, saying, this is a very special day. And I remember that. So I do remember that moment. And we were kind of doing that throughout the weekend. Like, dude, we got 4 days off this rule. We got to enjoy this.
And then until Sunday, when there was the realization, like, oh, bleep, we're going back to work for a full work week.
Yeah.
In fact, if we're playing this game, quote, oh, I hate it. This has been an exhausting weekend, period, end quote. That was me.
I need a weekend from this weekend.
I'm so all tired right. already, and it's Monday.
Then 2 hours before the show, he said, think you can do anything with All-Star snubs? And I said, I don't know. Not really. I think I can crap on people that get worked up about them.
Except you and didn't then you say said, crap.
Yeah. And then you said, I'm worked up about it. And I said, nice, let's roll. And you said, MLB needs to drop that one player each team thing. And I said, finally, something we disagree on. So, Carlos Ortiz, you have the floor. What's got you all worked up about the All-Star game?
All right. Do you know who Kyle Stowers is?
You can dim the lights.
Oh, that's Kyle Stowers? Music. Yeah, Kyle Stowers. Like, if I told you who he was, and if you didn't if you're not looking him up, like, just God honest truth, do you know who the guy is? Have you heard of his existence prior to me mentioning his name right now?
I have. Just saw him in a series against the Brewers with the Marlins. He's been doing pretty well this year.
Okay, so he's hitting .280, which is pretty good.
The real answer is no. I didn't.
And I'm not trying to say gotcha journalism, because I'm also not familiar with his work like that. I know he's a real person. I've heard of him from time to time this season. But I don't know him like that. I can't tell you where he went to school. I couldn't tell you how long he's been on the Marlins. I can't say if he was originally drafted by the Marlins. Probably not.
He was in the Trevor Rogers trade.
Wouldn't have known that. But he's hitting .280. He's got 16 bombs, 46 RBIs. Okay. He's having a cute little season. Not a bad season. I don't want to crap on this guy's resume. He is the Miami Marlins representative to be an All-Star. Why do I have a huge problem with this?
Yeah, why?
Because there's like 20 guys easily that are better than Kyle Stowers, and the Miami Marlins suck. Now, this is the part of the show that I'm going to put a little disclaimer here. Yes, I am a Chicago Cubs fan, but if I wasn't, I still would be upset to see the league leader in RBIs not get into the All-Star break because Major League Baseball has to force this rule where every team will be represented in the All-Star break. I'm sorry. If your team sucks and your players are not good enough to help your team contribute to winning, why the hell do I need to see you in the All-Star game? Now, I know how you feel about the All-Star game. It's an exhibition.
I love it.
Who cares? It doesn't mean anything at the end of the day.
It doesn't, but it's fun.
It's fun, right? But this is an exhibition product, like you say. So why are you exhibiting crap? I want to see the best of the best in this exhibition game. Knowing it means absolutely nothing. Knowing that there's no home field advantage for the World Series. There is no official record. I don't want to see dudes that aren't good. Or I don't want to see dudes that are, you know, that are being left off of this game where it's supposed to showcase the greatest of your sport. Baseball is purposely bastardizing their greatest exhibition game in order to put every single team in there and be representative. This isn't participation trophies. This is an all-star break. This is an all-star game. I want the best players in. And Kyle Sower is not one of the best major league all-stars or outfielders in the sport. Seiya Suzuki should be in. Juan Soto, yeah, he had a terrible month. The guy leads the league in walks. Juan Soto should be in the All-Star break. There should be a bunch of other guys that are more deserving than Kyle Sowers and whoever the hell the Rockies are throwing out and a couple other names that I don't want to just pick out of a hat.
Who are the Rockies throwing out?
They're throwing a catcher out. That's how I know. It's not
Hunter
even
Goodman.
Ryan McMahon. He should be an All-Star if you're going to force an All-Star from the Rockies. They have like 12 wins.
Who's the White Sox guy? Shane Smith.
Who's a rookie? He's not even the best pitcher on their team.
Rule 5 guy. He's a Rule 5 guy.
So like they don't even get the people right in terms of who they're going to force out. So no, I got a huge problem with this. It completely blows. Again, Adrian Hauser, that should be the guy for the White Sox. Like, I can fix this. We don't need to force
Hauser just got pulled up a month ago.
And he's still better than what Smith is doing.
No, Smith's been doing good. Either way, we're arguing six and a half dozen.
Splitting hairs. Neither of these guys should be all-star, to be honest.
Right, yeah.
Neither of them should be there. If you're going to call it an exhibition game, totally fine. Because then that's what it is. But showcase the best of the best in your sport. You're bastardizing it. This is why people don't care about it. Because you don't care.
No. Counterpoint.
The floor is yours.
And understanding, I know it's absurd that you're going to watch the All-Star game and it's going to be the ninth inning with the game on the line and Shane Smith is going to be throwing to Kyle Sowers instead of like Carlos Rodon throwing to Juan Soto, okay? So I understand that it's going to be weird. The Colorado Rockies are terrible. And they may never be good again. And the Marlins are only good the year that they decide we're going to go spend more money on a team than anybody else. And the White Sox certainly aren't going to be good for a long time, at least until there's a new ownership group in town. And their fans are suffering. Their favorite team, their local 9, is terrible. And they want to celebrate the sport as much as anybody else. And they got good stories on their team. Like, yeah, we're not gonna be talking about Hunter Goodman. We're not gonna be talking about Kyle Sowers. So you're the best player on a bad team. You don't deserve to get any recognition. But in Major League Baseball, the rosters are big enough. Where, you know what, there's 15 teams in each league, we got 32-man rosters, we can make sure we get a representative from every team so that every fan base has an interest in this game. I understand that sounds like participation trophy, but also participation trophy isn't always a bad thing. The point of this is to highlight those on teams, on every team. They all make part of it. You know, you get the NBA where, you know, sometimes you have four guys from one team and, you know, teams have gone decade without having a guy on there and they're mired in mediocrity, but the lineups are smaller. You know, football does not do this. I don't know about hockey, but baseball, they've always done this, and I like that. I like that every team gets at least one representative. Then even the bad markets, you can talk, you know, about your team and say, which guy do you think is our all-star? So yeah, they are taking away from better players, but they're giving the team and the fan base something to root for. If Juan Soto really wants to be an all-star, you know, he was a free agent, Carlos. He could have signed with the Marlins and he would have been an all-star very easily. So that is my counter argument. I'm not saying that either of us are right. We both have strong cases, and some agree with Carlos and some agree with Bart. But that would be my counterpoint.
Well, all right. I was just screening Nicole, so I kind of heard like two 2% of that.
Basically, okay. Basically, my counterpoint.
You can blame Jeff from New Orleans.
I like this. It's like we're in a courtroom and it's my turn to speak, but then the other lawyer went outside to puff on a cigarette. It's like, hey,
which
lawyer,
I'm sure
man.
Has happened.
Yeah. Hey, lawyer, I'm over here, man. I think I said that there are times when a participation trophy type of attitude is good. Everybody gets to root for somebody in the All-Star game. Everybody gets to be involved. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
So I hear you, and it does make sense.
I hear you. I hear you. You hear me. I hear you. We are hearing each other.
We will speak our truths.
I see you.
Feel like we are in therapy. It does make sense. And again, I really shouldn't be worked up about a game that I may or may not watch. And I'm going to watch it. I'm just being facetious.
May or may not watch.
No, I'm going to watch it. There's nothing else on. There's literally nothing else on, which is kind of the point of why I get mad. I want to watch. I don't want to watch a bunch of dudes. I have to look up on the Google and find out who the hell they are and why they're in the All-Star game. So I get it, the participation aspect. You want teams to be, represented accordingly. You want to showcase your league. Dude, fans are not stupid. You think there's a Rockies fan that's gonna tune out of the game completely because their guys are not in it? The Marlins fan the same way. Fernando Tatis is not an All-Star right now. Like, fans aren't morons. They know their teams suck. They're gonna watch the All-Star game or not on their own volition. Nothing to do of whether or not their team is accurately represented.
Not always. I don't know.
It's just if you're gonna like the NBA. The NBA, do they force every single team to be represented in the NBA? I don't know. They're so big on star power.
You can't. You can't. Well, the roster, you can't. There's 15 teams. There's 12 players.
Right. Every season, we look at the All-Stars for the NBA, and we're like, how did this guy get left out? How did this guy get left out? And you can have like...
Because there's only 12.
Sure. And you can have like 4 Celtics. You can have like 5 Lakers. You know, like if you're really good, you'll make the team. And that's why the All-Star game is so compelling. The NBA, they push the big stars. They push all those household names in your face. MLB doesn't really do that. Like, Juan Soto, whether or not you think his season right now, because of that dead month that he had coming out of the gate, whether or not you think he should be in the All-Star game or have that month held against him, that's besides the point. He's one of the biggest names in a sport, and we're not going to see him because Kyle Stowers needs to get in the game.
Well, maybe Manfred can use the commissioner pick.
Well, I don't know if I would call Juan Soto a legend quite.
Well, here's the thing, and this is where, like, the whole snubs argument, I'm all for, like, oh, how did this guy get left off? How did that guy, oh, George Springer should be on. He's having a nice season, and Juan Soto, these guys are having nice seasons. But it's a 32-man roster, and now we're starting to argue about, the further you get out, the bigger the number, the less, like, passion there should be around the snub. If you have a 4-team playoff and you leave off an undefeated Florida State, that's a big deal.
How does it always come back to Florida State?
Because I will never stop. They got robbed.
They did get robbed. But
if you go 12 teams and you're like, oh, Alabama, 9-3, well, okay, then they shouldn't have lost 3 games. If you're looking at the NBA, there's only 12 players. You get to the MLB, we're 32. If you talk about even the 12 teams, look at college basketball. We argue every year about who's 68th, who's 69th. I mean, there's got to be a cut line somewhere, and there's going to be enough of these snubs that over the next 6 days we'll get in because a guy's hurt or it doesn't line up or he doesn't want to. So let's just relax for 6 days before we go all. That's where I'm at.
I am relaxed. I guess maybe I'm not because I was kind of worked up. People are going to get snubbed. That's fine. My problem is if you're going to do 32-man rosters on each side, or 32-man rosters, 16, whatever the math is going to work, then have the best 32. Don't have 32 people and like 20 of them are the best, and then the other 12 got in because each team has to get represented. My problem is the best 32 guys are not on the roster right now. Because of some arbitrary rule that everyone's got to get showcased.
And my counter is like the best 24 are, and then you give, you throw a bone to 8 other teams. And I don't have a problem with that.
Agree to disagree.
Well, that's why we have a phone line, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, as we're talking about the appropriate level of worked up one should or should not be regarding the All-Star snubs. 888-710-4476, this is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Oh, you got to be a little more happy about your Chicago Cubs since then, leading the National League Central for now. 54 and 36.
Still got to make some moves
on the season. Hey, Jeff Passan says the Brewers are one big bat away from being a World Series team,
which is why the Cubs need to make some moves.
And maybe they found that bat because White Sox cast off Andrew Vaughn in his first at bat as a Brewer, hit a three-run bomb today as Milwaukee beats the Dodgers 9-1. We were talking about all-star snubs, okay? And you got guys, and this is a testament to the type of guys that are on the team and the type of guys that could be on the team, because one good example is Juan Soto is not on the team. He's a superstar in the game. And Kyle Stowers is on the team. He's a first-year guy with the Marlins. It's his first selection, I should say. The point that Carlos is trying to make is, why do you have a bunch of these guys when there's, you know, other guys more deserving and also bigger stars, because you got to do this one-per-team thing. The point that echoes what Carlos was saying to back him up is, when I started this sentence, I forgot the guy's name. So I had to go look it up to make sure I had it right. And it's Kyle Stowers. Then, though, on the opposite side of that token is some of the big names or the bigger names. It's like, okay, well, do they really deserve to be there? Let me tell you a little bit about a guy named Rowdy Tellez. He was released by the Mariners 2 weeks ago. On the season, he had 11 home runs and an OPS of 683. All right, so he was released a couple of weeks ago by the Mariners. The Mariners, Julio Rodriguez was named to the All-Star team. He has 11 home runs and a 695 OPS. So one stat line, if you're Rowdy Tellez, will get you released. The very similar stat line, if you're Julio Rodriguez, will get you selected into the All-Star game. Now, he's got more RBI, sure, and he's got more stolen bases, yes. His batting average a little better, sure. But, you know, that's a pretty... The stat line gaps, I don't think, are wide enough to be released and All-Star. But a known name is going to be in the All-Star game. And that is what I think Carlos is talking about. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. John is in South Carolina. John.
Hey, guys. Fun conversation. I got a question, though, for the fired up guy that's so upset about this.
Yes, that would be Carlos Ortiz. Yes, Carlos Ortiz.
Well, if the in the collective bargaining agreement, if the Major League Baseball players didn't mind this being in there, and they're the ones that are going to get snubbed, unless you got money on a guy you think got snubbed that cost you on a bet, it's like seems to me like a lot of much ado about kind of nothing. Because if the union doesn't care and the players don't care, and they're the ones getting snubbed, why would someone else be so fired up? And I'll just take it off the air and let you guys yell at me about it.
All right, John, I don't think Carlos will be yelling, but one thing I will say to that, Carlos, before you respond,
sure,
is the and we're seeing this with the NBA, is a lot of times these players will, just because it's in the CBA doesn't mean that the players are good with it. A lot of times it's a back and forth of trying to get stuff and giving up some assurances or some conditions because you actually want this thing. So maybe that's more something that the owners would have wanted. You're not going to, don't let perfection be the enemy of good, let's say. So sometimes they will overall agree to something, even though there's stuff in it that they don't agree on, but it's not that big of a deal. They don't want to die on that hill. So it's not always necessarily just because the players agreed to it. They technically agreed to it. They agreed to it as part of a bigger thing they may have agreed to or not agreed to. I believe that made sense, Carlos.
Yeah, it made plenty of sense. And one thing people need to remember with the baseball union, the Players Association, it's absolutely massive. And here's a dirty little secret. They're not looking in the best interest of every single player that is in baseball. They're really looking for
Scott Boras' clients.
The good guys, yes. The elite players, the really good players, the ones that you know are going to have 10, 12, 15-year careers, not some Joe Schmo who's going to get called up, be there for a month, and then he's out of the show. You know, so there are a lot of players that don't necessarily get their voices represented in terms of this. And those players, they get absolutely nothing to say in regards to the All-Star break, the All-Star game, because they probably won't even be an All-Star. Now, if those players who are...
And maybe that's what Kyle Stowers was thinking.
He's like, he probably got the call. He's like, really, me? But
all he's right. That meme that guy's like,
well,
me?
The guy's pointing. Yeah. I'll think of that, too. But, like, maybe the players should make more of us think about it. I mean, the ones that are going to be lifers, because there are bonuses attached to being called an All-Star. There is actual money to be made. So they should make more of us think of it if they already don't. Maybe they are. But, you know, again, you have to basically come to some sort of agreement with, like, hundreds of people. So not everybody's going to be happy when it comes to these deals.
You know what? I would like to bring in Marco Belletti on the topic. Marco, if you would. How are you, Marco?
Hello, Bart.
First of all, did you have a nice holiday?
Yes, I did. Yourself?
Yes, very nice. A lot of memories were made, certainly core moments for my son. And I drank a lot, so.
Those don't come back. That's the good stuff.
Yeah. The issue is snubs in the All-Star game. My thought is there's so many All-Stars that now we're arguing about the 25th or 24th best guy. It's like, eh, yeah. And a lot of these guys end up getting in anyway because of injury or whatever. But where Carlos is coming from is he is not a fan of every team gets a representative. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the unique quirks about this All-Star game, so I like it if you could break the tie, if you care enough, one way or the other.
I got to say, this doesn't keep me up at night, but I am okay with the one person representing each team. I'm okay with, I know maybe it's the long-standing tradition of it. Maybe it's the idea of when I was a child, when I was watching, my team sucked. So the idea that at least there was one All-Star when
yeah,
I used to really
see?
Truly watch.
Yeah, me too.
Gave me a little bit of a reason, gave me an incentive. When they did the opening, you know, on the sideline, on the chalk, and everybody gets
there's nothing better than that.
And you get to see your uniform. It means something to you when you're seven years old and your team sucks. So there is something to cling to, something to hold on to when you took it about the younger fan. Because I think that's what this is for. It's for the younger fan, I would think, to try to hook them and draw them in. I don't know if baseball's smart enough to do that, but that would be what I would think. Because, look, guys in their 40s and 50s, I mean, does it really do a hell of a lot for you that you're player is in the All-Star game? Like, you're watching the game because you feel like watching the game that night, but does the player introduction and them tipping the cap, does that really give you the warm fuzzy feeling when you're 47 than it did when you were six? I find that difficult to believe. So I feel like that's more for the young fan.
Yeah, Carlos, think of it. There's a dad in Colorado that knows his Rockies suck, but he's trying to get his kid into baseball. And so he's going to watch this All-Star game, and he's going to see all these other guys that he's heard Dad talk about, and then he's going to see Hunter Goodman standing there, and he's going to tip that CR on the cap, and that kid's going to remember that forever. So you need to have children to understand where we're coming from.
I cannot wait for kids. You are both wrong, but I can't wait to test that theory.
All right, fair.
You think my kid's going to care about Hunter Goodman if they're a Rocky girl to be a Rockies fan?
There's a version of there is a dad in Colorado they're going to watch the introductions, and they're going to. By the way, did you? I have a stat, and this is the perfect time to say it. Here's the stat: July 4th. Coors Field, the White Sox and the Rockies, 48,000 people. Now, it was July 4th, and they do a great fireworks show, but look at that. Isn't that something?
48,000 people went to go see the Rockies play the White Sox.
As a matinee to a fireworks show, yes.
Yeah, but fireworks are free. You can get them anywhere. You can find them at any place. Yes, they're good when they're at the ballpark. But 48,000, I mean, unless they were giving out gold watches on the way in. If that's not Americana and baseball, I don't know what the hell is. 48,000 people went to go see basically a double A game. Good for them. For fireworks, good for them. They are free in every town in America. Mm-hmm.
Those tickets were probably like $2.25 a pop. Those two teams have collected 131 losses. Bro, that's insane.
It's free in every town in America.
Yeah, if you really wanted to see the Coors Field fireworks, you could have just like driven and parked outside of Coors Field. You could have done that too. Anyway, happy Independence Day on July 7th. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update from the usually correct and once again is Marco Belletti. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Taking a look at the All-Star Game coming up next Tuesday. We got the Home Run Derby on Monday and the All-Star Game on Tuesday. We will, of course, be following the action and talking about it. Do we give any love to the ESPYs? That's on Wednesday. Do we even acknowledge their existence? I mean, I am now. Maybe play a funny Shane Gillis joke where he, you know, does the look at the camera thing, or do we just trudge ahead? I don't know yet.
I think we just drive right through.
All right. See ya, ESPYs. What we will be doing next week is Listener Appreciation Week. So a lot of times, this is really the only difference, is a lot of times we ask questions and get your opinion on sports, which is like what we're doing right now, talking about snubs in the All-Star Game. And if you like that, every team gets a representative. But next week, we ask you questions about the thing people love talking about the most, and that's themselves. So we will ask you questions about you. And last year we had a lot of good engagement, a lot of first-time callers. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that listen that have never called a sports radio show before. I think the percent that they figured out is only 2% of the people that actually listen ever even think about actually calling. And some people call and they don't like the experience. They are nervous. They can't believe, you know. But there are some people that first time they called, they're like, wow, I have this skill. Because being a good sports radio caller is a skill. It certainly is. There's good sports radio callers. And then there's probably 95% fall in the, that's great. Good call. Thank you. And then there's, you know, there are some bad ones.
Intermission. I cannot even start.
But then there's good ones. Like Greg in Toronto. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. Long-time caller, first-time listener. Definitely part of that 2%. I think in regards to the All-Star game, it's good to get fan representation of all 32 teams because if I'm a fan of the Colorado, is acknowledging that Scottie Scheffler has had more wins than they did in the month of May.
That's yeah.
Pretty long, 162-game season. What I do think they could do, though, is for the All-Star game, you have the best players in the league playing. But I think in regards to the introduced futures skills competition, should be introduced to all players and just have the most skilled things. Like if they do sort of what the NBA does with different kind of like relay races, they could easily implement that into the MLB, and that's how they could get all 32 team representation.
So you want relay races?
Not relay races per se, but like how the NBA has that.
Oh, so you everybody's represented, but they're not all in the game.
Yeah, you have the best players play in the game, and you have the most skill guys for specific competitions in the skills competition.
All right, yeah, I get the idea. That's not a bad idea. Greg, thanks. I like them in the game, but that is a way to get everybody involved, just like there's guys that show up for the skills competition, as he says, thinking NBA, and then maybe in the slam dunk contest. So everybody is represented at one point of the weekend, but maybe not in the actual game. I think the game, you know, does kind of take a while as it is. So I would probably just leave it untouched, but I'm not saying it's a bad suggestion. It's just not one that I would suggest. That's being very diplomatic. I think one thing that could be adjusted is, and this is one of the problems that happened in that 2001 All-Star game where Bud Selig threw his hands up because it was a tie and he didn't know what to do. Had I been commissioner at the time, I would have said, you know what? This is an exhibition game. I know we ran out of guys, but can we just let someone who's already played play again? I know the traditionalists will freak out because their scorecard's ruined, because you got to be a special person to keep a scorebook for an All-Star game, or maybe that's the most fun for you if you even have enough room. He should have just been like, just make him pitch again. Now, if you're a pitcher, you're saying, well, I already warmed up and pitched. I don't want to pitch anymore. Then he could have said, well, just let a position pitcher or have one of the coaches go. I mean, just find a way to end this game. Just have the guy who threw, you know, meat at the home run derby, just put him out there. Well, that actually doesn't make sense. Yeah, this game doesn't count. These people came. Or also, you know, the people could have just been like, oh, okay, so it's a tie. Oh, well, I guess next year maybe there'll be a winner. So dumb. So dumb. The All-Star game, no, it shouldn't count. It should just be a singular thing. The home field was decided, and I don't know how that played out, where did a team lose out on a World Series because they did not get a home game? I don't know. How can you know? I'm throwing my hands up in the air right now like Bud Selig. But one thing that could be different is what's going to happen is you're going to watch the game and it's going to be like, all right, now batting, Freddie Freeman. Next up, Ronald Acuna. Next up, Shohei Ohtani. This rules. And then in the ninth inning, now batting, Brendan Donovan, followed by Kyle Storrs, followed by Hunter Goodman. Maybe those guys can start the game? Like, you have your starters, but your starters are actually your finishers. As the game goes forward, the better guys start to get into the game when the game is on the line. You know, you're watching Jose Ramirez and Aaron Judge and then Vlad. But in the ninth inning, all right, due up here is Jonathan Aranda and Stephen Kwan and Alejandro Kirk. And these are all-stars in their own right. I mean, they're literally all-stars in there, in anyone's right. But that does kind of get weird as the game goes on. It's like, well, why was what this? Who? You're getting introduced to guys that you've never heard of. But also, that is a good thing. Oh, baseball's got a problem. They need to market guys better. They need to let us know, like, who's even worth rooting for. And then Kyle Storrs makes an All-Star game, and it's like, oh, he's ruined baseball. Not you. I'm not saying that's how you're reacting, but I'm, you know, other people. Oh, my God. What is Jonathan Aranda? Who is this guy? Well, learn about him. It's your chance to learn about him. He's having a nice season. Learn about him. Do the work. Sometimes we do have to do the work. It's not even hard work. It's learning about a guy who's good at the thing you like. We'll be back. More from you. Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.